So this person who's saying where he's not, you know, well, I'm not there, not there, not there, that's a form of lying. And a little bit of a test on this person will demonstrate this person usually be buttered all over the universe. They'll tell you their tone, age, and everything else. This person will also tell you they're exteriorized. They'll put a viewpoint out there someplace, an astral self or something, and tell it to walk someplace. And then they'll say they're exteriorized. A person who's exteriorized is looking from the place he is exteriorized into. See the difference? Well, you catch that person simply on communication lag, if you know communication lag. But it's the interval of time intervening between the placing of the question and the receiving of the answer to that question. The answer to that question, you understand, no matter what appeared between, the exact answer to that question. So we only got to R17 with this pre-clear because the auditor had made a blunder. But he was at R17 and he'd started the process and there was no time to lock off this process. It left me with the necessity of discovering some place in the universe where this pre-clear was excessively communicating was not. And we had a picnic. We had a picnic. And we found out that this person was not in universe 81 because there was no such universe. Little did that person know. But this person finally got a certainty, slowed down to a completely silent lag. So I think, no. Say, you know. You know, there's a universe out that way, so I'm not in it. Gee, good news, see? Big news, big stuff. Wonderful thing had happened here. And then we found another place, finally, where the person was not. And I worked the person for a relatively short period of time. I actually worked the person less than an hour. And at the end of that hour, this person was centralized and knew where it was. And we killed the communication lag. Mind you, this person was invertedly exteriorized. That is to say, the person was in the body looking at a thetan out there someplace saying, I am over there. Nobody caught this. An awful lot of auditing had gone down the drain with this person. The primary error, of course, was flubbing a two-way communication. So here, although we don't pay as much attention to it today as we used to, here in R17, we have certainty entering into the picture with exclamation points. Certainty. This person has got to be certain he is not in that place. And you can hound him and badger him to the point where you don't break off two-way communication entirely until you actually do find a place where he's absolutely sure he is not. And at that moment, an individual who has using remote viewpoints, a technical term, meaning a thetan who is afraid to look from where he is, he puts a viewpoint over there and looks from that. A person who's using remote viewpoints of one kind or another is capable of seeing from where he is. And occlusion is simply using remote viewpoints and then having the remote viewpoints go blind. See, the fellow puts something over 4 yards from him and looks with that. He doesn't look from where he is, you see. By the way, you take a look, how far is Los Angeles? You're spotting spots and all of a sudden you get a picture of Los Angeles in front of his face. He's got a remote viewpoint parked over Los Angeles.